نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلوات الله والسلام عليه. أما بعد، indeed our praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him as He deserves to be praised, and we ask for His aid and His assistance, and we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala from the evil of our own souls and from the evil of our wicked actions. Whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, then none can misguide. And whomsoever Allah azza wa jal misguides, then none can guide. I testify that none has the right to be worshipped in truth except Allah azza wa jal, alone without any partners. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger to precede. Alhamdulillah, for today's lesson, I will read from the classical work of Al-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, known as An-Nuniyya. And in this poem, Al-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala has a chapter, Faslun Fima Addahu Allahu ta'ala min al-Ihsan lil mutamassikin bi kitabihi wa sunnati rasulihi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inda fasadi zaman. The good that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for those who cling to His book and the sunnah of His messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at times of corruption. Before we start, ikhwan, the brothers upstairs, join us inshallah ta'ala downstairs because there's plenty space. Hafidhukum Allah. I don't want to go off topic because time is limited, but if you go to our website, germantownmasjid.com, there's an article by Sheikh Al-Allama Al-Muhaddith Nasir al-Din al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala, which talks about the etiquettes of the sittings of knowledge and the importance of sitting together and not sitting scattered. Inshallah ta'ala, read that if you have time, because the Sheikh, Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah, he brings many important benefits. So today's lesson, we will read from An-Nuniyya of Al-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, likewise with commentary from Al-Sheikh Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Salih Al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, and likewise Al-Sheikh Al-Allama Khalil Harras, and also Al-Sheikh Al-Allama Salih Al-Fawzan hafidhahullah ta'ala. A question before we start: what year did Ibn Al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala die? So that we can contextualize his advice and understand that this is his nasiha to the people of his era. فَمَا بَالُكُمْ, what do you think about our time? Somebody said something? مَاذَا عِنْدَكْ يَا أَخَانَا أحسنت. نعم. 751 Hijri. So Ibn Al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned this during his time. So what about our time? The time that we're living now. And alhamdulillah, this is an encouragement, no doubt, for every person of sunnah. And I doubt that I will be able to finish this chapter in this short lesson. However, I encourage the brothers and the sisters to go away, inshallah ta'ala, afterwards and read the rest of this chapter, because it provides the person of sunnah solace and comfort on this path. May Allah Azza wa Jalla allow us to die upon the kitab and the sunnah. Amen. So Ibn Al-Qayyim, he said, rahimahullah, هَذَا وَلِلْمُتَمَسِّكِينَ بِسُنَّةِ الْمُخْتَارِ عِنْدَ فَسَادِ ذِي الْأَزْمَانِ أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ لَيْسَ يَقْدِرُ قَدْرَهُ إِلَّا الَّذِي أَعْطَاهُ لِلْإِنسَانِ فَرَوَى أَبُو دَاوُدَ فِي السُنَنِ لَهُ ورواه أيضا أحمد الشيباني أثرا تضمن أجر 50 امرأ من صحب أحمد خيرة الرحمن، إسناده حسن ومصداق له في مسلم، فافهمه فهم بيان. أن العباد وقت هرج هجرة حقا إلي وذاك ذو برهان. هذا فكم من هجرة لك أيها السني بالتحقيق لا بأمان. هذا وكم من هجرة لهم بما قال الرسول وجاء في القرآن. ولقد أتى مصداقه في الترمذي لمن له أذنان واعيتان. في أجر محيي سنة ماتت فذاك مع الرسول رفيقه بجنان. هذا ومصداق له أيضا أتى في الترمذي لمن له عينان. تشبيه أمته بغيث أول منه وآخره فمشتبهان. فلذاك لا يدري الذي هو منهما قد خص بالتفضيل والرجحان. So we'll translate these lines and then inshallah ta'ala go on to comment upon them bi'inillahi ta'ala with the explanation of the people of knowledge. So Ibn al-Qayyim said, rahimahullah, هَذَا وَلِلْمُتَمَسِّكِينَ بِسُنَّةِ الْمُخْتَارِ عِنْدَ فَسَادِ ذِي الْأَزْمَانِ. This and what follows it is a closing of this poem. And as for those who cling to the sunnah of the chosen prophet, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the chosen messenger, during these corrupt times, أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ لَيْسَ يَقْدِرُ قَدْرَهُ إِلَّا الَّذِي أَعْطَاهُ لِلْإِنسَانِ. For that person is a great reward. None knows its true measure except the one who gives it to mankind. فَرَوَى أَبُو دَاوُدَ فِي سُنَنٍ لَهُ وَرَوَاهُ أَيْضًا أَحْمَدُ الشَّيْبَانِ. Abu Dawood narrated in his Sunan, and likewise Ahmad al-Shaybani narrated it. أَثَرًا تَضَمَّنَ أَجْرَ خَمْسِينَ امْرَأً مِنْ سَحْبِ أَحْمَدَ خِيرَةِ الرَّحْمَانِ. A narration, a hadith, which mentions that the one who clings to the Sunnah during corrupt times will receive the reward of 50 of the companions of Ahmad Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the best of the creation of the most merciful. Isnadu hasanun wa mistaqun lahu. The chain of narration of this hadith is sound. And affirmation of this, fi muslimin fafhamuhu fahma bayani. Affirmation of this can be found in the sahih of al-imam Muslim. So understand this issue with clear clarity, with a clear understanding. أَنَّ الْعِبَادَةَ وَقْتَ هَرْجٍ هِجْرَةٌ حَقًّا إِلَيَّ وَذَاكَ ذُو بُرْهَانِ. That worship of times of fitna, times of harj, killing and turmoil, is migration, truly a migration to me. Meaning that's the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That worship at times of turmoil and killing is truly like migrating to me, and this is supported by proof. So that's referring to the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. هذا فكم من هجرة لك أيها السني بالتحقيق لا بأماني. Then Ibn al-Qayyim said, this is established. So how many migrations have you made, O Sunni, in actuality, in all truth, not just based upon false aspirations? Again, he said, هَذَا فَكَمْ مِنْ هِجْرَةٍ لَكَ أَيُّهَا السُنِّيُّ بِالتَّحْقِيقِ لَا بِأَمَانِ. How many migrations have you made, O Sunni, in all actuality and not based upon false claims or false aspirations? هَذَا وَكَمْ مِنْ هِجْرَةٍ لَهُمْ بِمَا قَالَ الرَّسُولُ وَجَاءَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ. This and how many migrations have they performed according to what the Prophet ﷺ stated and what came in the Qur'an. وَلَقَدْ أَتَى مِصْدَاقُهُ فِي التِّرْمِذِي لِمَنْ لَهُ أُذُنَانِ وَاعِيَتَانِ. An affirmation of this certainly Indeed, affirmation of this is found in a Tirmidhi for the one who has two conscious ears. Because not everyone who has ears benefits from them. For the one who has two conscious ears. في أجر محي سنة ما تتفذى فذاك مع الرسول رفيقه بجناني. In this narration, it is mentioned that the one who revives a sunnah that has died will be with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam as a companion in paradise. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us that. To be with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam as a companion in Jannah. هذا ومستاق له أيضا أتى في الترمذي لمن له عينان. This, and there is another narration that affirms this in a Tirmidhi for the one who has two eyes, the one who is looking for the haqq. تشبيه أمته بغيث أول منه وآخره فمشتبهان. Where he, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, compared his nation to rain. The first part and the latter part of his nation, they resemble one another. And we'll discuss how. فَلِذَاكَ لَا يَدَرِ الَّذِي هُوَ مِنْهُمَا. That is why the one who looks at the first part and the last part, he does not know which of the two is singled out with superiority and excellence. And we'll explain that as well. بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. So these are the first few lines, and there's more. But what does this mean? Firstly, Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, قَوْلُهُ, the saying of Al-Imam ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, فَصْلٌ فِيمَا أَعَدُّ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى مِنَ الْإِحْسَانِ لِلْمُتَمَسِّكِينَ بِكِتَابِهِ وَسُنَّةِ رَسُولِهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Chapter, the good that Allah the Most High has prepared for those who cling to his book and the sunnah of his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen, he said, Mata, when is this? When? He said, Al-Jawab, the answer, inda fasadi zaman. This is during corrupt times, times of corruption. This reward, Allah Azza wa Jalla has prepared it for those who cling to the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during corrupt times. At times of corruption, times of fitna, times of turmoil. لأنه إذا كان الزمان صالحا وكان الناس فيه على الاستقامة سهل على الإنسان أن يستقيم. This is because if it is a righteous era, if it is a righteous time, a time of righteousness and uprightness, and the people are upright upon obedience, then it is easy for a person to be upright. We all agree upon that, right? The Sheikh Yadrib Mithalan, he'll give an example so that we can understand. And what a beautiful example he gives. He said, لكن إذا كان الزمان فاسدا وكان الناس فيه على غير الاستقامة فإن الاستقامة تكون صعبة. He said, however, if the time is one of corruption and the people are not upright upon obedience, then it will be difficult to be upright. It will be difficult at this time for an individual to be upright. He said, لِأَنَّ الْإِنسَانَ إِذَا اسْتَقَامَ فِي مِثْلِ هَذَا الزَّمَانِ وَجَدَ نَفْسَهُ غَرِيبًا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. This is because if a person is upright at times like this, he will find himself a stranger among the people. No doubt. Brothers and sisters, let's just think about it for a moment. And the Sheikh, he will give a better example. مثال واضح. In our time, when many people, مع الأسف الشديد إلا من رحم الله, they expose their sins on Instagram, on Facebook, and the various other social networks that exist. The one who doesn't partake in that corruption feels gharib, strange, to the extent that if you don't have a Facebook account and someone who is drowning in that environment, they look at you like you're strange. You don't have Facebook. You're not on Instagram. You're not involved in Kether. And the individual who refrains, he may refrain because of what? Because he fears the fitna involved with those sites and social media. Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, he said, listen, Ikhwan, he said, وَطُوبَ لِلْغُرَبَىٰ, a tree in paradise or paradise to the strangers. He said, وَهَذَا أَمْرٌ وَاضِحٌ, this is something that's clear. أُنظُرْ إِلَىٰ رَجُلٍ صَالِحٍ, he said, look at the example of a righteous man. And this is the example he gives. فِي بَيْتٍ أَهْلُهُ غَيْرُ صَالِحِينَ, in a household who are not righteous, an unrighteous household. So look at the example of a righteous man. He lives in a household of people who are unrighteous. ماذا يجد هذا الابن الصالح من التعب والمشقة والمعاناة؟ He said, what difficulty, pains, and hardship will the righteous son or the righteous daughter, وهذا مني, find in this type of household? Because they're غريب. A righteous person in a corrupt household, he's going to feel strange. So it's harder for that person to hold on firmly to the deen. That's clear, right? Let's look at the opposite scenario. He said, وَانْظُرْ إِلَىٰ رَجُلٍ صَالِحٍ. Now look at the example of a righteous man. فِي بَيْتٍ أَهْلُهُ صَالِحُونَ, in a household where the people are righteous. فَهَذَا الثَّانِي يَسْهَلُ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاحِ, the second person, it's easier for him to be righteous. بَلْ لَوْ فَسَدَ يُرَى غَرِيبًا, rather, if he's corrupt, then he will be the strange one. So you see, at times of fitna and turmoil, the great reward for the one who clings to the deen. لِأَنَّهُ بَيْنَ قَوْمٍ صَالِحِينَ, فَإِذَا صَلُحُ الْإِنسَانِ عِنْدَ فَسَادِ الزَّمَانِ كَانَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَعْظَمَ أَجْرًا كَمَا سَيُبَيِّنُهُ الْمُؤَلِّفُ رَحِمُهُ اللَّهِ. That is why, brothers and sisters, if a person is upright and righteous at corrupt times, then he will receive a greater reward with Allah, as the Shaykh Ibn Al-Qayyim, Al-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim rahimahullah, will explain. So Ibn Al-Qayyim, he said, هَذَا وَلِلْمُتَمَسِّكِينَ بِسُنَّةِ الْمُخْتَارِ عِنْدَ فَسَادِ ذِي الْأَزْمَانِ أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ لَيْسَ يَقْدِرُ قَدْرَهُ إِلَّا الَّذِي أَعْطَاهُ لِلْإِنسَانِ. This and what follows it is a closing to this poem. And for those who cling to the sunnah of the chosen messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during corrupt times, for them is what? Is a great reward. None knows its true measure except the one who gives it. Meaning what? لِلْمُتَمَسِّكِينَ بِهَذِهِ السُّنَّةِ أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. For the one who clings to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during such times is a great reward. لَيْسَ يَقْدُرُ قَدْرَهُ, يعني لَيْسَ يَعْلَمُ قَدْرَهُ إِلَّا الَّذِي أَعْطَاهُ لِلْإِنسَانِ وَالَّذِي أَعْطَاهُ لِلْإِنسَانِ هُوَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. And no one knows the true measure of this reward except the one who gives it to mankind. And the one who gives it to mankind is who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And no doubt, brothers and sisters, this is established, as will come inshallah ta'ala later, this hadith. Ibn al-Qayyim points to it, and we'll mention the hadith then. This is established in a hadith. Ibn al-Qayyim, he refers to it. He said, because this is a heavy statement. And we know min al-Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, when he makes these type of statements, it's going to be based upon a text. And he mentions, he alludes to the text. He said, فَرَوَى أَبُو دَاوُدَ فِي سُنَنٍ لَهُ ورواه أيضا أحمد الشيباني. أبو داود narrated in his Sunan, and likewise Ahmed al-Shaybani narrated this hadith. What is this hadith? أثرا تضمن أجر خمسين امرأة من صحب أحمد خيرة الرحمن. A narration which mentions that the one who clings to the Sunnah at such times will receive the reward of 50 of the companions of Ahmed. Who's Ahmed? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of the creation of Ar-Rahman, the most merciful. What hadith is that? Who can tell me? What hadith is Al-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim referring to? Rahimahullahu ta'ala. The hadith, qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So write this hadith, so alhamdulillah, you know the hadith that Ibn Al-Qayyim is referring to, rahimahullah. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم إن من ورائكم أيام الصبر. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, ahead of you there are days of patience. للمتمسك فيهن يومئذ بما أنتم عليه أجر خمسين منكم. For the one who clings to his religion, for the one who clings to that which you are upon, at that time they will receive the reward of 50 of you. For the one who clings to that which you are upon, at that time they will receive the reward of 50 of you. قالوا, they said, يا نبي الله, O Messenger of Allah, O Prophet of Allah, أو منهم, is this 50 of them? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, قال بل منكم, rather no, 50 of you. The reward of 50 of you. Do you need for me to repeat it? Who says no? نعيده? I'm just waiting for somebody to say no so I can ask him to tell us the hadith back. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّ مِنْ وَرَائِكُمْ أَيَّامَ الصَّبَرِ. Ahead of you there are days of patience. للمتمسك فيهن يومئذ بما أنتم عليه أجر خمسين منكم. For the one who clings to what you are upon at that time, they will receive the reward of 50 of you. قالوا يا نبي الله, they said, O Prophet of Allah, أو منهم, is this the reward of 50 of them? He said, no, rather the reward of 50 of you. قال بل منكم. So Ibn al-Qayyim, he said, أثراً, a narration, a hadith, تضمن أجر خمسين امرأً, a narration, a hadith, which mentions that the one who clings to the sunnah at such times will receive the reward of 50 of the companions. And that is the hadith that we mentioned. Ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, يقول, Ibn al-Qayyim is saying, روى أبو داود, Abu Dawood has narrated, who's Ahmed al-Shaybani? Naam, al-Imam Ahmad, both of them have narrated a hadith, yatadhamman, and this hadith, it contains, anna al-mutamassika bis-sunnah inda fasadi zaman, that the one who clings to the sunnah during corrupt times, he will receive the reward of 50 of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa hadha ajrun azim, and this is a great reward. May Allah azza wa jal bless us all to receive it. Ya'ni, meaning what? إذا كنت متمسكا بالسنة متبعا لها عند فساد الزمان ومخالفة الناس لها فلك أجر خمسين امرأة من أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Meaning, if you cling to the sunnah and follow it, not just a claim with the tongue, if you cling to the sunnah and you follow it, at times of corruption, when the people oppose the sunnah, then you will receive the reward of 50 of the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Ibn al-Qayyim, he said, Isnadu hasanun. The chain of narration for this is sound. And na'am, Shaykh al-Albani mentioned the hadith in a sahiha. The hadith is authentic. Ibn al-Qayyim, he said, Isnadu hasan. the chain of narration for that hadith is sound. Na'am, and it is authentic. As Shaykh al-Albani, he mentions it in a sahiha. Then he said, Ibn al-Qayyim, إِسْنَادُهُ حَسَنٌ وَمِسْدَاقٌ لَوْ فِي مُسْلِمٍ فَفْهَمُهُ فَهْمَ بَيَانِ. The chain of narration is sound for this hadith. An affirmation of this is found in Muslim. So understand this with a clear understanding. What hadith is Ibn al-Qayyim referring to now that is in Sahih Muslim? And this hadith in Sahih Muslim affirms that for the one who clings to the sunnah at times of corruption and times of turmoil, they will have a great reward. What hadith is he referring to? Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, he said, Ar-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he informed us, فِيمَا صَحَحَ عَنْهُ كَمَا فِي صَحِي مُسْلِمْ, as is authentically conveyed from him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as comes in the Sahih of Al-Imam Muslim, أَنَّ الْعِبَادَةَ فِي زَمَنِ الْهَرْجِ يعني الاختلاط والقتل كهجرة إلى الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم informed us that which has been authentically conveyed from him as comes in Sahih Muslim, that worship at times of Al-Harj, which means turmoil and killing, is like migrating to the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Worship during times of Harj, killing and fitna and turmoil and corruption, is like migrating to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. Imagine that, the great reward for migrating to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وَهَذَا يُؤَيِّدْ مَا رَوَاهُ أَبُو دَاوُدْ وَالْإِمَامْ أَحْمَدْ. And this supports and strengthens what was narrated by Abu Dawud and Al-Imam Ahmad, that the one who clings to the sunnah, فِأَنَّ لِلْمُتَمَسِّكِ بِالسُنَّةِ أَجْرَ خَمْسِينَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّبِيِّ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. This supports what was narrated by Abu Dawud and Imam Ahmad, that the one who clings to the sunnah will have the reward of 50 of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And we're going to talk about the various forms of hijrah, migration, that the person of sunnah performs. Because maybe somebody in their mind, they're thinking, well, how have I performed hijrah? I'm sitting here in America, in Washington, D.C., in front of you. What hijrah have I made? Na'am. Ibn al-Qayyim, he said, this is a type of hijrah. This is a type. أَنَّ الْعِبَادَةَ وَقْتَ هَرْجٍ هِجْرَةٌ حَقًّا إِلَيَّ وَذَاكَ ذُو بُرْهَانِ. That worship at times of turmoil and killing, fitna, is truly like migrating to me. That's from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is based upon proof. The hadith is in Sahih Muslim. هذا فكم من هجرة لك أيها السني بالتحقيق لا بأماني. This being said, this is a fact. How many migrations have you made, O Sunni, in actuality? And this is just not a false claim. And Sheikh Khalil Harras, Ikhwan, I'm going to read to you his words so that we can truly reflect and understand the migrations that the person of the Sunnah has made on a daily basis at corrupt times. May Allah Azza wa Jalla make us from amongst them, from the people of the Sunnah. Khalil Harras, he said, وَهَذَا وَلِأَهْلُ السُنَّةِ. He said, and Ahlul Sunnah, they have made many migrations. They have made many forms of hijrah. Hijrat kathira, la bil amani wal ahlam. And Ahlul Sunnah have made many migrations, not based upon false claims or hopes or dreams. However, this is a reality and it's established. وَلَكِن بِالتَّحْقِيقِ وَالتَّثْبِيتِ وَالنَّجْزِم بِهِ. That's why Ibn al-Qayyim said, هَذَا فَكَمْ مِنْ هِجْرَةٍ لَكَ أَيُّهَا السُنِّيُّ بِالتَّحْقِيقِ لَا بِأَمَانِي. O Sunni, how many migrations have you made? If you're clinging to the Sunnah times of fitna, Shaykh Khalil Harras, he said, فَلَهُمْ هِجْرَةٌ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ بِالْإِخْلَاصِ وَالتَّوْحِيدِ. The person of the Sunnah, he has made migration, he has migrated to Allah, the mighty and majestic, with ikhlas, sincerity and tawheed. That's a migration. ولهم هجرة إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, and they have performed a migration to the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم بالاقتداء والاتباع, by following him and imitating him. ولهم هجرة من البدع إلى السنن, and they have performed migration. They have migrated because they have abandoned innovations and they have embraced and implemented the sunnah. وَمِنَ الْمَعَاصِ إِلَى الطَّاعَاتِ, and they have migrated because they have migrated, they have abandoned disobedience and they have obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and performed acts of obedience. وَهِجْرَ مِنَ الْأَقْوَالِ وَالْآرَاءِ إِلَى مَا قَالَهُ الرَّسُولُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَمَا جَاءَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ. And likewise, they have made hijrah because they have boycotted people's opinions and empty statements. And they have embraced what the Prophet ﷺ has stated and what has come in the Quran. So look how many migrations you have performed, O Sunni. Look at the different types of hijrah that the Sunni has made in times of fitna. And brothers and sisters, when we look around us, how many people are true to clinging to the sunnah? How many people are true to clinging to the sunnah and biting onto it with their molar teeth? And how many people water it down to please the people of innovation and misguidance and the people of falsehood? Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, he explains these abiyat, these lines of poetry, by saying, يعني meaning, إِذَا كَانَتِ الْعِبَادَةِ فِي زَمَنِ الْهَرْجِ كَهِجْرَةٍ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, meaning, if worship at times of turmoil and killing and fitna is like migrating to the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, then how numerous are the migrations you have performed, O Sunni, التي تكون لك أيها السني بالتحقيق لا بأماني. فهي هجرة حقيقة. This is a true migration. كما قال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام, as the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has stated. ومراد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من هذا سواء ما رواه الإمام أحمد وما رواه أبو داود أو ما رواه مسلم, مراده الحث على التمسك بالسنة والصبر عليها. وإن أوذي الإنسان لأنه لابد أن يؤذى إذا كان الزمن فاسدا ولابد أن يسخر منه ولابد أن يتغامز به من مر به من المجرمين. Listen to what Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen says next. اسمعوا. If a person that clings to the sunnah is expecting all times to be easy times and to be accepted by everyone, Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, he said, rahimahullah ta'ala, explaining the words of Ibn al-Qayyim, he said, the intent of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether it is the hadith that was collected by Imam Ahmad and Imam Abu Dawood, or the hadith collected by Imam Muslim, the intent of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to encourage the people to stick to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and be patient upon it, even if the person is harmed. Even if the person is harmed. Because surely a person will be harmed if he lives during a corrupt time. If a person lives during a corrupt time, he's going to be harmed. If you're living during a corrupt time where people are practicing shirk and you're calling them to tawheed and warning them against shirk, you're going to be harmed. There are going to be some that don't like it. If you're calling the people to sunnah and warning them against bid'ah, and some of the people are practicing bid'ah, they are going to be those who are muta'assibun, those who are rigidly sticking to their innovation, and they don't like it. If you're calling people to ta'a, obedience, and warning them against disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal, there are going to be from the criminals those who do not like it, and they're going to try to harm you, whether it's with their tongue or with their hand. It depends on the time. Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, he said, surely the person who clings to the sunnah at corrupt times, he will be mocked. They're going to call you super Salafi. They're going to call you manhaj police. They're going to call you mother, all other types of names that they invent and they apply to the people that try and implement the sunnah. They accuse the scholars who endeavored to implement a tawheed and warn against shirk. They call them Wahhabis. They accuse the people of the sunnah who affirm the names and attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal as befitting His Majesty. They said that these individuals are mujassima, mushabbiha. Wal-iyadu billah. They accuse the people of the sunnah who have love for the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim of what? Hating the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which is a kadhib mahab. So it's a must. Surely the one who clings to the sunnah at corrupt times, he will be mocked. Surely the criminals who walk by him will wink in mockery at him. Surely. As Allah Azza wa Jalla, he said, Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen, he mentioned the ayah, كَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَى إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا كَانُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يَضْحَكُونَ وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِهِمْ يَتَغَامَزُونَ. Verily those, the criminals, they used to laugh at the believers. And whenever they passed them by, they would wink at one another in mockery. أحياناً, the Shaykh, he said, يَسْخَرُونَ مِنْهُ فِي لِبَاسِهِ. Sometimes they're going to mock the way you're dressed. If you, alhamdulillah, implement the sunnah and you have your trousers above your ankles, they will look at you and they, mother, some people will mock you. Even some of the Muslims will look at you and mock you. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَى الضَّلَالَةِ وَأَحْيَانًا فِي لِحْيَتِهِ. Sometimes they will mock you the beard. The fact that you have a beard. وَأَحْيَانًا, and sometimes they will mock the person's piety and the fact that he stays away from doubtful matters. And other than that, المهم أن المتمسك بالسنة لابد أن يؤذى عند فساد الزمان. The main point is what? What's the point here? The point is that the one who clings to the sunnah at times of corruption, during corrupt times, surely he's going to be harmed. Then Al-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim said, وَلَقَدْ أَتَى مِسْدَاقُهُ فِي التِّرْمِذِي لِمَنْ لَهُ أُذْنَانِ وَاعِيَتَانِ. And affirmation of this is found in a Tirmidhi for the one who has two conscious ears. Two ears that he utilizes to hear. Because there's a difference between someone who mother just pretends to listen and somebody who hears you and fathoms and comprehends what you're saying and benefits from it. And that is why, brothers and sisters, Al-Imam As-Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentions, the one who benefits from proofs and evidences, from ayat, is who? Alladhi yatatallab al-haq. The one who searches for the truth. That's the one who's going to benefit. As for the one who's already a mu'anid, he's a stubborn individual, arrogant, na'am, haughty, muta'asib, even if you brought him every proof, he would not listen to you. So likewise, there comes in a Tirmidhi that which affirms this. For the one who has two conscious ears. فِي أَجْرِ مُحْيِ سُنَّةٍ مَا تَتْفَذَا فَذَاكَ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ رَفِيقُهُ بِجِنَانِ. That the one, the reward of the one who revives a sunnah that has died, he will be a companion of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise. May Allah azza wa jalla allow us to be with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise. Who can give us a proof of that in the Quran? That the one who revives a sunnah that has died will be a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise. May Allah azza wa jalla bless us to be a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah. وَمَن يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. Whoever obeys Allah and the Messenger, whoever obeys Allah and the Messenger, then they will be with those whom Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed from the prophets and the truthful and the martyrs and the righteous, and they are the best companions. Be with them where? Fil Jannah. May Allah Azza wa Jalla bless us to be from amongst them. And brothers and sisters, in every rak'ah, in every salah, we ask Allah for this. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Sirat al-ladina an'amta alayhim. Guide us to the path of those you have blessed. But how many people ponder over that and reflect upon it? Likewise, Ibn al-Qayyim, he said, هَذَا وَمِسْتَاقٌ لَهُ أَيْضًا أَتَى فِي التِّرْمِذِي لِمَنْ لَهُ عَيْنَانِ. This, and also there's another affirmation that is found in a Tirmidhi of what we have mentioned. Meaning the great reward for those who cling to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in times of fitna. For the one who has two eyes, the one who is looking for the haqq, the one who wants the truth, the one who is searching for it. What is this hadith? Tashbihu ummatihi bighaythin awwalun minhu wa akhiruhu famushtabihani. Where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he compared his nation to rain. Does anyone know that hadith? That is found in a Tirmidhi. And Shaykh al-Albani declared it to be authentic. It is the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, he said, min hadithi Anas radiyallahu an, الذي أخرجه الإمام الترمذي رحمه الله مثل أمتي مثل المطر. The like of my nation is that of rain. The like of my nation is that of rain. لا يدرى أوله خير أم آخره. It is not known if its beginning is better or its end. It is not known if its beginning is better or its end. And then Ibn al-Qayyim said, فَلِذَاكَ لَا يَدَرِ الَّذِي هُوَ مِنْهُمَا قَدْ خُسَّ بِالتَّفْضِيلِ وَالرُّجْحَانِ. This is why it is not known by the one who looks at this which of the two is singled out with superiority and excellence. So I'm going to ask you, Ikhwan, how do we understand this hadith? Inshallah, we're going to give the explanation فيما بعد. How do we understand that hadith? مثل أمتي مثل المطر. The like of my nation is the like of rain. لا يدرى أوله خير أم آخره. It is not known whether the first part is better or the last part. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he said, في المتأخرين, the meaning of this hadith is, في المتأخرين من يشبه المتقدمين. That amongst the latter part of this nation, there are those who resemble those who came before them. Naam. That meaning those who cling to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَيُقَارِبُهُمْ. And they resemble them. They closely resemble these individuals. حَتَّى يَبْقَى لِقُوَّةِ الْمُشَابَهَةِ وَالْمُقَارَنَةِ لَا يَدْرِيَ الَّذِي يَنْظُرْ إِلَيْهِ أَهَذَا خَيْرٌ أَمْ هَذَا. Ibn Taymiyyah, he said, this means that amongst the latter part of this nation, there will be those who resemble those who came before them. And they closely resemble them, and due to the intensity of resemblance and the similarity between the two sets of people, the one who looks at them does not know whether the first group or the latter group is superior. وَإِن كَانَ أَحَدُهُمَا فِي نَفْسِ الْأَمْرِ خَيْرٍ. Even though one of them is actually better. We know the Sahaba are the best generation. Is that clear, Ikhwan? We know the Sahaba are the best generation. However, the meaning of this hadith is what? That there will be from the latter part of this nation those who resemble the first part. And they closely resemble them. And due to the intensity of resemblance and similarity between the two of them, the two groups, the one who looks at them, he does not know whether the first group or the latter group is superior. Even though one of them is actually better than the other. And we know the Sahaba, the best generation, and nobody is equal to them. Naam. Then Ibn al-Qayyim, he goes on to say, and inshallah ta'ala, Ikhwan, I'm going to try and at least finish these next few lines. Kam baqiya lil adhan. How long left until the adhan? الآن ها خلاص إن شاء الله after the adhan we'll finish these lines إن شاء الله بقي قليل وجدته you found it you don't have, you have the book with you نعم سيدنا القيم رحمه الله تعالى سيد ولقد أتى أثر بأن الفضل في الطرفين أعني أولا والثاني ولقد أتى أثر بأن الفضل في الطرفين أعني أولا والثاني There has come a narration which mentions that excellence lies in the two extremities meaning I'm referring to the first part of this nation and the latter part of this nation والوسط ذو ثبج فأعوج هكذا جاء الحديث وليس ذا نكراني The middle part of this ummah is crooked and not straight. And this comes in a hadith that is not erroneous and not wrong. وَلَقَدْ أَتَى فِي الْوَحْيِ مِسْتَاقٌ لَهُ فِي الثُلَّتَيْنِ وَذَاكَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ Indeed, there comes in the revelation that which affirms this. And this is in the mention of the two large groups. Where in the Qur'an, before I mention it, where in the Qur'an can we find a proof that the best part of this ummah is the first part and the latter part? Surah Al-Waqi'ah. Which ayah? Fadl. Naam. Continue. You haven't mentioned the Shahid. Come on, Ikhwan. Naam, you have it. Open the Mus'haf. Because inshallah, even if you have the eye in front of you, I want somebody to explain it first. How is this a dalil for what Ibn al-Qayyim has mentioned here? Because he said, indeed, there comes in the revelation that which affirms this. And this is mention of fi thullatain, the two large groups that we find mentioned in the Qur'an. أَهْلُ الْيَمِينِ فَثُلَّةٌ مَعَ مِثْلِهَا وَالسَّابِقُونَ أَقَلُّ فِي الْحُسْبَانِ The people on the right are a multitude along with a similar amount, a large amount, while those foremost in faith, they are fewer in number. So, inshallah, if you have the mushaf, still, تقرأ الآية وتشرح لنا نعم وجه الاستدلال. How are these verses a proof of this? And ikhwan, that's why Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala and all of the scholars of the sunnah, the imams of the sunnah, alhamdulillah, their istinbat, deriving benefits from the text is amazing. May Allah Azza wa Jalla have mercy upon all of them. And that is why, alhamdulillah, the one who removes himself from the understanding of the scholars, no doubt is going to go astray. Ibn al-Qayyim, he continues, he said, مَا ذَاكَ إِلَّا أَنَّ تَابِعَهُمْ هم الغرباء ليست غربة الأوطان. The reason for this is that those who come after them, the latter part, they are the strangers. And this is not strangeness as it pertains to a person's homeland, because this is a strangeness that a person feels because he's holding on to the deen. لكنها والله غربة قائم بالدين بين عساكر الشيطان. However, by Allah, this is strangeness of one who is establishing the religion in the midst of the armies of the devil. This is strangeness. By Allah, this is strangeness of one who is establishing the religion in the midst of the armies of the devil. فَلِذَاكَ شَبَّهُمْ بِهِمْ مَتْبُوعُهُمْ فِي الْغُرْبَتَيْنِ وَذَاكَ ذُو تِبْيَانِ فَلِذَاكَ شَبَّهُمْ بِهِمْ مَتْبُوعُهُمْ فِي الْغُرْبَتَيْنِ وَذَاكَ ذُو تِبْيَانِ. That is why the one they follow, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, compared the two parts as it pertains to the two periods of strangeness. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that the first part of this ummah and the latter part of this ummah, they will experience strangeness. And this is for clarity and explanation. And I'm going to finish just reading the lines of poetry, inshallah, and then just pick a few points from the explanation. لَمْ يُشْبِهُوهُمْ فِي جَمِيعِ أُمُورِهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ وَجْهٍ لَيْسَ يَسْتَوِيَانِ. They do not resemble them. The ones who come latter, the latter part of this ummah, they do not resemble the first part in all affairs from every angle, as they are not equal. We know those who come after the companions are not equal to them. Ridwanullahi alayhim. فَانْظُرْ إِلَى تَفْسِيرِهِ الْغُرَبَاءَ بِالْمُحْيِينَ سُنَّتُهُ بِكُلِّ زَمَانِ. Look how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he explained and described the strangers as being those who give life to his sunnah in every age. طُوبَى لَهُمْ وَالشَّوْقُ يَحْدُوهُمْ إِلَى أَخْذِ الْحَدِيثِ وَمُحْكَمِ الْقُرْآنِ. طُوبَى is for them, and their yearning, their desire urges them to wholeheartedly accept the hadith and implement the Qur'an. طُوبَى لَهُمْ لَمْ يَعْبَأُوا بِنُحَاتَةِ الْأَفْكَارِ أَوْ بِزَبَالَةِ الْأَذْهَانِ. طُوبَى is for them because they pay no attention to the formulated notions of men or the rubbish of their minds. طُوبَى لَهُمْ, paradise is for them. طُوبَى لَهُمْ رَكِبُوا عَلَى مَتْنِ الْعَزَائِمِ قَاسِدِينَ لِمَطْلَعِ الْإِيمَانِ. Paradise is for them as they boarded the road and the deck of determination seeking the source of faith. Meaning they went to the Qur'an and the Sunnah with the understanding of the Salaf of this Ummah. طُوبَى لَهُمْ لَمْ يَعْبَأُوا شَيْئًا بِذِ الْآرَاءِ إِذْ أَغْنَاهُمَ الْوَحْيَانِ. طُوبَى is for them as they pay no attention to mere opinions, as the two revelations suffice them. طُوبَى لَهُمْ وَإِمَامُهُمْ دُونَ الْوَرَى مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْإِيمَانِ وَالْفُرْقَانِ. Paradise is for them, and their Imam is the best of the creation, the best of mankind, the one who came with Iman and the criteria in the Qur'an. وَاللَّهِ وَاللَّهِ مَا أَتَمُّوا بِشَخْصٍ دُونَهُ إِلَّا إِذَا مَا دَلَّهُمْ بِبَيَانِ. But Allah, they do not follow a person other than him unless he directs them with the same, with some type of proof or evidence. Naam. So these are the abiyat of Al-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala. Moving on, ikhwan. What's the proof for the line of the poem when Ibn Al-Qayyim said, وَالْوَسْطُ ذُو ثَبَجٍ فَأَعْوَجُ هَكَذَا. That the middle part of this ummah is crooked. It is not a street. And that has come in a hadith. And likewise, we find affirmation of that in the Qur'an, in the wahi, in the revelation. فِثُلَّتَيْن. About the two large groups. And this is in the Qur'an. Now, as the brothers, they mention, this is found in Surah Al-Waqi'ah. This is found in Surah Al-Waqi'ah. When Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَالسَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ. And those foremost in faith, they will be foremost in paradise. So remember, السابقون. السابقون means those who are foremost in faith. أُولَٰئِكَ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. They are those nearest to Allah Azza wa Jalla in the gardens of paradise. فِي جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ. ثُلَّةٌ مِّنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ. There will be a large group from the sabiqeen, those who are foremost in faith, from the first part of this nation. وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنَ الْآخِرِينَ But there will be a small amount of the sabiqeen from the latter generations. Everyone with me so far? ثُلَّةٌ مِّنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ So from those who are foremost in faith, there will be a large part from the beginning of this nation. وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنَ الْآخِرِينَ But there will be a small amount from the sabiqeen, those who are foremost in faith, from the latter part of this nation. طيب. What about Ashab al-Yameen, the people on the right? What does Allah Azza wa Jalla say about them? Huh? Ahsant, na'am. As for Ashab al-Yameen, the people on the right, Allah Azza wa Jalla said about them, ثُلَّةٌ مِّنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَثُلَّةٌ مِّنَ الْآخِرِينَ And a large number from the first part of this nation, and there will be a large number from the latter part of this nation, from the people of the right. Now, I mean, these are referring to the people of paradise. But the sabiqun, they are a higher level than the people of the right. These ayat are approved from the angle kayf. Sheikh Khalil Harrasi said, فَلَمَّا ذَكَرَ أَصْحَابَ الْيَمِينَ When Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned the people of the right, who will be people of paradise. جَعَلَهُمْ ثُلَّتَيْنَ Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned that there are two large groups. One group is from the first part of this ummah. The second group is from the latter part of this ummah. And when Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned the sabiqeen, who are the highest level, Naam, when Allah mentioned the sabiqeen, those who are foremost in faith, ja'alahum thulla min al-awwaleen. He mentioned that they are a large number from the first part of this ummah, wa qaleenan min al-akhireen, and they are a small number of the latter part of this ummah. Wa laysa dhalika illa li'anna at-tabi' li ha'ula'i as-sabiqeen fi akhir az-zaman yakunoona ahla qilla wa ghurba kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the reason for this is because the one who follows the first generation, the one who follows the Sahaba and the Tabi'een, wa atba' al-Tabi'een, at that time, at the latter generations, they will be the minority and they will be the people of strangeness. Ikhwan, I'm going to finish on one point. Wa illa baqiya kathir, there's a lot left. When Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala said, لَمْ يُشْبِهُوهُمْ فِي جَمِيعِ أُمُورِهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ وَجْهٍ لَيْسَ يَسْتَوِيَانِ That the people of Ghurba, those who hold on to the Sunnah at times of turmoil and tribulation, those who the Prophet ﷺ said will receive the reward of 50 of the companions. Na'am, Ibn al-Qayyim said that those who from the latter generations, they do not resemble them in all affairs. From every angle, and they are not equal. So my question, Ikhwan, and this Ibn al-Qayyim will go on to mention that this caused problems for some of the people with regards to understanding these texts in light of one another. When we go back to the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he said, "Inna min wara'ikum ayyam as-sabr," ahead of you there are days of patience. Lil mutamassik fihinna yawma idhin, for the one who clings to what you are upon at that time, they will have the reward of 50 from among you. And they said, from among them? He said, no, from among you. So my question is, somebody may hear that hadith and think that the one who holds onto the sunnah at that time is superior to the sahaba. Ibn al-Qayyim actually, subhanAllah, and that's why Ikhwan, even just reading this, to be honest, alhamdulillah, ana istafadtu kathiran, I benefited immensely. Because Ibn al-Qayyim has like a whole page of abiyat describing, just explaining the qa'idah, the principle, explaining how we understand this hadith, and in reality, that doesn't necessitate that those people are superior to the companions. And inshallah, I'll try and sum it up for you using some of the words of Sheikh Al-Fawzan and then some of the examples that are mentioned by Ibn Al-Qayyim later on. So, يعني في قوله, the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he said, they will have the reward of 50 of you, ليس معناه, this does not mean, as Sheikh Al-Fawzan said, أن المتمسك بالدين في آخر الزمان يَكُونُ أَفْضَلْ مِنَ الصَّحَابَ مِنْ كُلِّ وَجْهِ This does not mean that the one who clings to his religion at the latter times is superior to the companions from every angle. It doesn't mean that. Rather, this virtue is specific to this area only. As for the companions, they are superior to him from many angles and many things. The Sahaba, they're better than the one who comes after them because they have many virtues. From the greatest of virtues is their companionship of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, they're striving for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naam. Likewise, their clarification of knowledge. their explanation of knowledge and their conveyance of knowledge. So they have many virtues that the others don't share with them. But Ibn al-Qayyim highlights a principle. And inshallah ta'ala, I want the brothers bi'idhnillah to understand this qa'idah. He said in a few lines later on, he said, "Al-fadlu minhu mutlaqun wa muqayyadun, wa huma li ahli al-fadli martabatani." Virtue and excellence, it can be absolute, meaning that somebody is better than another person, or it can be restricted and particular to a specific thing. Meaning a person can have a virtue that somebody else doesn't have, but it doesn't mean he's better than him. We're going to give some examples. With examples, things become clear. So the principle is what? Al-fadlu minhu mutlaq. Excellence or virtue, it can be general, min kulli waj, meaning that individual is better than so-and-so. Or these people, they are better than those people. Or you can have a virtue, meaning he has a virtuous quality that this person doesn't share. But this person may be better than him overall. Is that clear so far? Okay, طيب. وَالْفَضْلُ ذُو التَّقْيِيدِ لَيْسَ بِمُوجِبٍ فَضْلٌ عَلَى الْإِطْلَاقِ مِنْ إِنسَانِ. A specific virtue does not mean that the individual who possesses it is superior and better to the one who lacks it. Now we're going to give an example. And inshallah, with the example, everyone will leave here today, inshallah, and it will be as clear as the sun in the sky. And if anyone asks you this question again, you have the answer. Ibn al-Qayyim goes on to give an example. He said, "مَا خَلْقُ آدَمَ بِالْيَدَيْنِ بِمُوجِبٍ فَضْلًا عَلَى الْمَبْعُوثِ بِالْقُرْآنِ." The fact that Allah created Adam with his two hands does not mean that Adam is better than the one who Allah sent with the Qur'an. Meaning what? هذا من أوضح الأمثلة. Adam عليه الصلاة والسلام امتاز بفضيلة لم تكن لغيره. Adam has a virtue that no one shares with him. What is that? أن الله خلقه بيده الكريمة. Allah عز وجل created him with his noble hand. As for Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, فخلقه كسائر الخلق بالكلمة. As for Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, then Allah عز وجل created Muhammad like he created the rest of the creation. هذا هل هذه الفضيلة توجب أن يكون أفضل من محمد? Does that specific virtue for Adam mean that he's better than Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم? No, it doesn't. الجواب لا. No. لأن فضل محمد مطلق. Because the excellence of Muhammad is general, absolute. And the virtue of Adam is restricted to a particular thing. It's specific. فلا يوجب أن يكون هذا المقيد مساويا أو راجحا على ذي الفضل المطلق. And that doesn't mean that the one who has a specific virtue that is restricted to a particular matter is equal or better than the one who doesn't have it. That's clear to everyone? Naam. So, alhamdulillah, we understand bi'idhnillahi ta'ala the meaning of that hadith. These individuals that came from the latter generations who hold on to the sunnah, their virtue is what? That they will have a great reward at the time of strangeness for holding on to the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam with the understanding of the salaf. May Allah azza wa jalla make me and you from amongst them. Na'am. And with that, alhamdulillah, we'll bring the lecture to a close. Jazakumullahu khayran wa barakallahu feekum. Nasal Allah Azza wa Jal an yanfa'ana bima sami'na. May Allah Azza wa Jal allow us to benefit from what we have heard and make it a proof for us and not a proof against us.